the Too Lazy to Register and Account podcast episode number 1130. Today is the 3rd of February 2021, and I'm your host, Randy. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is, how to start blogging with WordPress. First, a short message from our sponsors. Our sponsors today are Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't cause them to sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to your content while doing other things. For example, while driving, working out at the gym, while running, or while sitting on the toilet. So make your content easy to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today. After choosing a hosting provider, registering a domain name and installing WordPress, you can set up your blog in a few minutes. You can write your first blog post in just a few simple steps, select and customize your blog theme, sign up for a maintenance plan, add plugins to extend the functionality of your website, experiment with various features and monetize your content while making blogging more comfortable with WordPress. If you want an ebook on the same theme, read this ebook to get more information about how to start a WordPress blog. With this covered, you can focus on creating the best possible WordPress blog and get your new blog set up to run WordPress for it. You start hosting, then install WordPress on your site and you will quickly look up the technical terms that are included in your domain name. The difference between self-hosted WordPress and self-hosted means that you need your own hosting and have to choose a hosting provider. Choosing the right host can be a daunting task, as there are competing providers that offer different packages, price points and features. If you have full control over your blog and want to consider monetization, you can start your own website and host it on any web hosting company. If you want to start a travel diary, write a blog, log into WordPress.com to host your blogs. Why pay for a web hosting company instead of just opting for one of hundreds of free hosting providers? For example, on SiteGround, you can forget about startups for as little as $5 to $6 per month. Once you have a domain name and a reliable hosting company, start your blog with WordPress. There are several different platforms on which you can create your site, but we recommend you to use the most popular, WordPress. If you want your blog to be taken seriously, you can get a subdomain from one of the free blogging sites like Blogspot. WordPress.com is the free blogging solution, but you don't have to take our word for it. If you are serious about turning your blogs into a business, then you will also want a free blogging solution, and WordPress is a good choice when you start a blog. The best way to start a blog is with one of the many web hosting companies, and it is free and easy to use as well. The best choice for web hosting is a WordPress hosting account with Bluehost, which costs $2.75 per month and includes a free domain registration. The total cost for a year is only $33, and it's free for the first year, with a monthly fee of $5. If you use a blog hosting service, you can see how to install WordPress with step-by-step instructions for each provider. Once WordPress is set up, it's time to customize the look of your blog to make it your own and start blogging. Customizing the look and feel of your blogs is by far the most important step in creating a WordPress blog. There are numerous platforms where you can start a free blog today, including WordPress.com, Tumblr and Blogger. I suggest that you start your blog with self-hosting WordPress, as described in this guide. Once you have created your free blogs, you just need to sign up and you can start publishing your content. One of the biggest mistakes that beginners make when building a blog is choosing the wrong blogging platform. Once you overcome the limitations of a free blog, your blog's growth potential is limitless. For 95% of users, it makes more sense to use WordPress.org, also known as self-hosted WordPress. Since it is free to use, you can install plugins, customize your blog design and make money from your blogs. To put that into perspective, a recent study by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security estimated that WordPress costs $1.5 billion a year. Here is a step-by-step guide to creating the best possible WordPress blog, so let's get started. Before we start the process of creating your best possible WordPress blog, you need to be absolutely clear about what you are blogging about. What are the themes and niches of your site, and what kind of first allows you to design your blog in a way that suits its purpose? You may already have an idea of what you want in your WordPress blog, so read on to find a guide on how to create it. If you prefer to follow the process of setting up your blog, I have created a video tutorial, How to Become a Successful Blogger Today, that shows you the whole beginning, a blog company. Thank you all for joining us again on the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. It's been a pleasure. See you next time.